It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good. I really like this dance that we do when that song comes up.
It's a very specific, like, sort of two-fist pump thing going on here.
It's really good.
Kind of like a really slow running man, but yep. in chairs as well.
It's a real it's a real catchy tune.
I've got the best stick.
You do.
And I'm never going to let it go.
Nah, don't.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
So we're talking about Fleabag.
Woohoo!
Which I didn't know was your favourite show until I came in literally 10 minutes ago.
So this is... I did a full-on fist pump when you said you were talking about it.
Are we LMFAO? Why are we fist pumping so much? Today has just gone off the rails.
I don't know. It's because it's New Zealand Music Month and we're all hyped. That's why.
Yeah. Yes, which is why I'm talking about a British TV show.
Exactly.
So Fleabag basically is by Phoebe Waller-Bridger. And if you don't know that name, let me enlighten you guys right now. She is the person behind Killing Eve, which you all know is one of my favourite shows.
Yeah.
So she's,
is that how you found this?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I'm with you.
So it stars Phoebe Waller-Bridger and it's written by Phoebe Waller-Bridger. And basically...
And it's composed by... Is this her sister?
I guess so.
Isabel Waller-Bridge?
Maybe it's just another pseudonym. Maybe she composes as well. I don't know. I actually don't know. But it's a really cool show.
It is a cool show.
So I started watching it last night. I've only got 4 episodes in, even though it's only... The first season's only 6 episodes. Second season, I'm not sure. You can probably
tell
me. I
think it's about 6 episodes too, yeah.
They're all half an hour long, and they're all hilarious, but also so sad.
Yeah, this show, it's a gut puncher of a show, yeah.
Oh, so it follows... Fleabag is the main character's name. I think.
Yes, that's the name of the character. It's just called Fleabag.
And like, they never actually say her actual name.
Nah.
So everyone else in the show has names and she's just Fleabag.
Fleabag, yep.
And Fleabag is like British slang for, not nice person.
Mm.
And she's just a struggling, very lower to middle class cafe owner whose best friend recently died, which is really sad. And her sister's kind of like...
Her whole family's kind of super neurotic and really bizarre. And she's got really weird relationships with everybody and sort of going around self-destructing everywhere.
Yeah, it's really hard to watch because she's super self-destructive and so not a good person. Like, you don't like this character at all. And she's not meant to be likable.
No.
She's meant to be a Fleabag.
Mm.
And she like bangs dudes that are just awful. And she has a boyfriend who's just awful as well, but he's like... too nice that he's awful. He's so nice he's awful.
Yeah.
And they break up because she was masturbating to Barack Obama.
Oh,
it's
God.
Just the show is just off the wall insane. It's got some of the best reviews I've seen of a show ever. And season 2
really?
Just came out. Yeah. And season 2 just came out. And I'm still on season 1, so like I'm really excited. And it's just going off. It's a good show.
It is a really good
show.
So
when did it come out? When did you watch it?
I think the first season came out in 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
a 3-year gap.
I know. People been waiting for this.
People
like me.
Hungry.
My whole flat.
She got 2 seasons of Killing Eve out before she got season 2 of Fleabag out.
I presume that's probably why it took so long for Fleabag to come out. I feel like there's more money in Killing Eve, maybe.
Exactly. Because this is ITV online TV show, whatever, on Amazon Prime Video now if you're in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it's not just also like really funny and sad. There's some really beautiful moments. Like, do you remember that scene where she's in the tube and Sail... is playing and everyone on the tube just starts like crying to the beat of the song. It's really bizarre to watch. Like, if you watch the first 5 minutes of episode 2 of season 1, and you'll see what I mean. It's so bizarre but kind of really beautiful.
I think what's so cool about Phoebe Waller-Bridge is that the way she writes is so specifically for theatre, and she's kind of not really compromised that much when she takes it to TV. It's her Edinburgh Fringe show from, like, I don't know, 2014 or something.
Yeah, because it's based on her monologue or a comedy. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And she breaks the fourth wall the whole time. Sorry, we didn't mention that yet.
Oh, yeah, that's
anyone.
Very important. She's breaking the fourth wall, which I know a lot of people really hate in TV shows. They're like, oh, yuck, I hate it when someone's, like, acknowledging the viewer. But if you think you don't like that, I promise you, you should still try and watch this because it's not... I've never seen anyone do it like this in a TV show before.
Yeah, it's not Deadpool. It's way cooler than Miranda.
Yep.
It really just... has its own punchy use of it, and it's just, and it makes sense for the character as well because she's so larger than life despite being so beaten down by life. It's really quite
insane. Yeah, and I find it really interesting, and without giving away spoilers, but if you have seen the second season, the character takes a really interesting turn, and so she's awful in the first season. That changes quite a lot in the second season. I think it's certainly a really interesting...
Yeah, so some growth to see.
Bit of growth going on there.
Is this the kind of show that you'll be thinking about while you're at work if you've been watching it the night before?
I definitely wish I was able to watch more last night, but I was tired.
Fair enough.
But yeah, this is a show I'm never going to finish because, spoiler alert for you guys, I don't always finish every show that I watch because I watch so many shows.
Yeah, hey.
But this one's definitely on the list for me to finish.
Yeah, it's very, very, very good. Also, what I quite like about Phoebe Waller-Bridge is that she has such a specific kind of humour. Once you started watching things she's written, you start to notice when she's been involved in other projects and you're like, oh, that sounded a bit like a Phoebe Waller-Bridge joke. And then you'll Google it and you're like, oh, it's because it was a Phoebe Waller-Bridge joke.
She's definitely like a huge talent that's still coming up. Like, there's definitely going to be like 2021, the year of Phoebe Waller-Bridge, I reckon. She's just going to be in charge of like every TV show.
She's been brought on for the next Bond movie.
Jesus.
I know, because they're like, it's not funny enough. Bond is really dry. It's very sexist. We need some Phoebe Waller-Bridge up in here. Literally, Daniel Craig was like, we need her as the writer. He was the person who asked for her on. I wish
Daniel Craig would say he needed me.
Oh, Sam.
So would you give it a good rating if you're going to tell people to go watch it?
Yeah, I'm definitely telling you to go watch it. I think it's probably one of the surprise shows of this year for me so far.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, it's so unassuming. Like, it's just like all the art for it, all the promotion material for it is just like her in front of it. Like, there's nothing like out there. I haven't seen ads for it online. Like, it's not got that viral sensation that like a Netflix show forces onto you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really quite surprising to find this and be like, oh, I'm following this from a TV show that I've already watched because I like the creator.
Yeah.
Which I think is way cooler than following something just because it's made by like Netflix.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, definitely go watch it. It's super funny, super like...
I'm looking at the some of the information about it online and there's a character just called Asshole Guy.
There's a lot of people who've just got names by their like
who's the
role
guy with
in the
teeth?
Show.
Is he Asshole Guy?
No, he's the Teeth Guy.
Is he Teeth Guy?
He's called the Teeth Guy.
He's so good. Literal least favorite character in the world. He actually makes me so feel so ill.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
We were also talking about this the other day, actually, in the offices, how Fleabag's the kind of show where if you really recommend to your friend that they should watch it, it's almost like you're insulting your friend. You're like, you need to watch this show.
It's very you.
It's very you. It's like saying, your life is a huge mess. Go watch this show. You'll relate.
That's why I love it.
Hey, thank you very much, Sam. Fleabag is the name of the show. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is the star and also the writer as well. You got something else you're going to be reviewing next week, or are you just going to be
I'm going to mix it up, figure it out next week, I think.
Chef's Table.
I'm not going to watch Chef's Table. Leave me alone.
Sorry.
Thank you, Sam.
No worries.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
It was. I love Fleabag. I'm so glad we talked about that.